Hello, welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. As this recording is intended to cause deep relaxation, please do not listen to it at any time while driving. With that being said, I want you to find yourself now a nice, quiet, and comfortable spot where you can lay back and relax. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine yourself outside in your favorite place in nature. It could be a peaceful tropical beach, a lovely old garden, or perhaps you could imagine lying back on a boat while sailing on a beautiful river. It really doesn't matter where you are, as long as it is a place that feels good to you. And imagine that it's a beautiful day. The sky is a special shade of blue, very clear, and it's a warm day, a warm summer's day. And in the sky is a dazzling sun. It's so bright that you just want to close your eyes and feel the warmth of the sun on your body. So imagine this now in your mind. And surprisingly, you will find that you can direct the sun over and around your body. And as you realize this, you find that the light from the sun is now over your face, to where you can actually feel the warmth of the light from the sun on your face, just relaxing those muscles around the eyes and the nose and the mouth. And as you do this, you find that all the muscles in your face begin to flatten out as they relax, to relax as you let go. And it's a beautiful day. You move the light from the sun now down into your throat area, feeling the warmth of the light from the sun in your throat, relaxing all of those muscles, just letting go. And the sunlight moves into the shoulders and across the shoulders, making them feel loose and limp and comfortable. You feel so relaxed, so comfortable and at peace in the world. And you direct the light from the sun down to the right arm, from the shoulders to the tips of the fingers. The right arm begins to relax and let go. Relax and let go. And it's a beautiful feeling to be here right now. The warmth of the light from the sun penetrates the nerves and the bones and the muscles of the right arm. Such a beautiful day. You move the sun over to your left arm and guide the light from the sun down upon the left arm, from the top of the shoulders, all the way down to the tips of the fingers. You can feel the left arm relaxing, becoming heavy, and comfortable and relaxed. Now move the light across and into the chest area, and relax the chest and all the muscles there. That's good. Now the stomach. Relax your tummy and down to your hips, and your thighs over to your right leg. As you relax the right leg, let it feel really comfortable. Let it relax. Now move the light from the sun down to the right leg, up and down, from the top of the hips to the tips of the toes, and the right leg relaxes. And let's go. And it's a beautiful day. Move the light into the left leg now, and move it up and down the left leg, from the top of the hips to the tip of the toes. And the left leg relaxes, releases all tension. Let go. Your whole body is now totally and completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And you notice as your body relaxes, so does your mind. And as your mind relaxes, Just notice that the sun is going down. Going down and down, deeper and deeper. And the sky is ablaze with an abundance of colors of crimson and bright purple and blue, yellow streaks. And it's a beautiful evening. Your mind relaxes and lets go. Releases all the stress of the day. Let go. As the sun goes further and further down over the horizon, until in its place is a black velvet sky, and twinkling up there in the sky is a single twinkling star. Keep your mind focused now completely on that star. Nothing else matters except for this beautiful, single, solitary, sparkling star in the sky. And it's a beautiful night. Apart from the star, it is very dark. But you feel so safe, so comfortable, so relaxed, and at peace with the universe. Just imagine yourself now moving towards that star in the sky, moving up, up, and up and up. Your body is weightless as it lifts up to the star, going higher and higher, up and up. And as the star grows bigger and bigger, you realize you're getting quite close to the star. It just gets bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter, until all at once you are that star in the night sky. That beautiful star twinkling away, that silver, solitary star in the night sky. You become the star, and the star is you. And it's a beautiful star, so you go deeper and deeper relaxed. Just let your mind go and let it wander just as it will. And for a short while you will not hear my voice. But when I speak again, you will know that I have some matters of great importance to say to you. And your subconscious mind will listen, accept and act upon the messages it hears. And now for the matter at hand, male seduction. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to be giving you several tips and techniques that you can use the next time you find yourself in a social setting where you might want to find a man and seduce him. One of the best techniques that I've ever used that I've found to have great success is a very simple visualization skill, wherein you visualize yourself as a female jungle cat. So imagine yourself walking through a crowd just like a cat would walk through the jungle, strong, confident, focused. Imagine yourself right now looking through the eyes of that strong cat and looking as she walks through the jungle, very gracefully taking each step. Notice that her attention, though it is directed straight ahead, she is also able to take in everything around her. Although nothing else around her seems to be so important to her. I found this particular technique to work wonderful whenever you're out in a club or a bar, as you'll notice that men seem to react very well to women who pass them by. You'll notice that they may even clear the floor for you as you're walking through with your attention set. So what you're going to do is you're going to want to make sure that your posture is very tall and very straight. Go ahead and lean your head down. Just tilt it forward just a little bit. so that if your eyes were looking at the ground ahead of you, not straight down, but ahead of you, and then what you're going to do is you're going to bring your eyes straight up, while keeping your head in that very slightly tilted position, and you're going to look straight ahead of you and make a straight line. Even if you don't have a destination that you're walking to, you can pretend that you do. Passing a group of men by, and of course later in the evening you're going to pass them by again, but for that first initial impression, you're going to put on an air of confidence and an agenda. You've got somewhere to go, you've got something to do. Now you may find while practicing this exercise that men will clear the floor for you, move out of the way for you. Make sure that you take a second to nod at them and acknowledge that they've just done something nice for you, but continue to walk by. You'll find that these particular men who see you as a very confident woman, you're going to have their attention from the very beginning. If you don't have their attention, just move on until you find somebody who's captivated by your confidence and your graceful walk. Somebody who's captivated by your eyes. This technique actually works very well. And when you find a place where you're going to remain stationary for a few moments, you're going to go ahead and look back over the crowd of men that you've passed, and you'll see who's watching you and who isn't. Any man who's interested in the impression that you've made walking through the room is going to be looking at you. Now your job is to cue in on body language, okay? I want you to look for a man who's sending you nonverbal signals that he has interest in you. First thing that you're going to look for is an open posture. People with an open posture are usually more available than someone who's standing with their arms crossed or folded. The second thing you're going to look at are their eyes, and that's going to be the biggest giveaway when it comes to seduction. If you find a man who's been captured by your confidence when you're first walking by, and now you're standing there looking at him and you find that he returns your gaze, especially if he holds eye contact with you longer than you normally expect, then the chances are that you've got a good chance with this particular man. I want you to tune in now to your instincts and your inner voice. You will know and you will feel when someone is interested in you or not. Always pay particular attention to that gut feeling, that inner voice that you have, and know that it will guide you to make the right choices. So now, if you found somebody who's returned your eye gaze and they're locking eyes with you or they're looking at you a lot, you want to move a little closer to them. Okay, one of the best things you can do is smile. It's a great icebreaker and it makes you look approachable. If you're close up to the man, you know, if he's standing next to a bar and it's possible for you to order a drink next to him, brush up against him. Men always treat it as a positive sign of acceptance. If you're in a group and there's a man standing there, a way to single him out is to show special interest in him by asking him questions, then try to move him away from the group. You could also ask him for help with something. Remembering how when girls drop their books in college, the guys want to come help them. That's a way to do that too. Could you help me with this? Could you help me? Could you order this drink for me? I'm having a hard time getting through the bartender. Could you get the bartender's attention for me? Anything that you can do to get him to help you. And just see how he reacts. If he's not interested, he's going to either ignore you or he's going to run. And respect that. Move on. Move on till you find somebody else who's actually going to give you the time of day and be worth your time. So if you find that things are going well so far with verbal communication, you're standing there, you're laughing, you're chatting, finding out about his interest, he's finding out about your interest, the next stage that you're going to move on to is flirting by touch. Nothing seems to send across the message I'm attracted to you stronger than when one person touches another person repeatedly during conversation. It's one of the oldest and most powerful flirting techniques that the world has ever seen. It makes you immediately warm up to the person, you get a good feeling about them, and it raises your interest in them significantly, as well as it raises their interest in you. So, that's something that you're going to do. I'm going to give you some tips now on how to touch someone to create the desired effect without offending them. Keep in mind, before you start flirting and using touch as your technique, You're going to want to watch out for the other person's body and verbal gestures to indicate that they are indeed interested in you. If you see that someone is trying to run away from you or you sense that they're not comfortable with you being around, perhaps they're ignoring you or giving you any other signals of lack of interest, touch is the very last thing you want to do. Instead, either move on to someone else or try another way to charm them so that they open up and are more comfortable. You want to start out by keeping the touch as non-threatening as possible. For instance, a light touch on the arm, maybe in the middle of a joke, touching them and laughing, oh ha ha, I understand what you're saying. That's the most you want to try for the first time. If you're walking, you might want to grab their arm or their hand to pull them away from something they're about to walk into, something nasty on the road they're about to step into, something like that where you're not deliberately touching them in the sense that they feel you're trying to feel them up, okay? And then you watch carefully for their reaction. If you receive a negative response to touch to indicate that this person is not interested in you, then you're not going to want to proceed any further. If they seem to be uncomfortable with you touching them in such little instances, then you probably want to move on to someone else as your chances with them are not going to be too high. But if they react in a favorable manner, then from there, you're going to want to proceed, of course, stroking the male ego, letting him know how important he is, letting him know that you're interested in what he does and what he's interested into. Ask him questions that will draw out what his interests are, what things he's into, and allow him to open up and express himself. You'll find that if you move through these simple stages through the night, first off, making your initial impression, secondly, catching his attention, locking eyes, being able to go up and actually talk to him and have a good conversation, being able to touch him, letting him know you're interested in him, you'll find that you're going to increase your chances of actually seducing that man in bed by 100-fold. The most important thing that I can stress for you is using your breathing technique. And any time that you feel nervous, go ahead and take in a deep breath through your nose and then exhale through your mouth to calm your nerves down, keeping your posture nice and straight, allowing yourself to shine as the very confident woman that you are. And you'll find that once you reach this point where you're both comfortable, conversation is flowing back and forth, you're flirting with each other, you're going to want to switch roles now from being the seducer to the seduced. Allow him now to seduce you. Although men like to be singled out and have an interest taken in them, they also like to catch the prey, so you're now going to become the prey. Alright? And that's basically all that you have to do. You'll find that if you use these techniques when you go out, that you're going to have very good results. You can be confident that you're going to have good results, because I know that I've used these techniques and they've worked very well for me and those who have used them under my direction. So, now it's time for you to come out of deep relaxation. Keeping in mind that when you're out in that social setting, what you're going to remember is that jungle cat. That's the one thing that's going to stand out in your mind from this session. As you take all of that confidence, focus, and drive from that female cat with you. I'm going to count now from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, your eyes will be open. You'll be feeling completely alert and refreshed and ready to take on your day or your night, whichever it is. And if you're ready now, 1. Feel yourself slowly coming out of deep relaxation. To 2. Feel the energy coming back into your body. And 3. 4. You may feel that you need to stretch now. If you do, go ahead and take in a nice long stretch. And 5. Your eyes are open now. You find that you're feeling completely alert and refreshed and ready to take on your day or your night. And I would love to hear from you, so please email me with all your success stories that you have. Love to hear about them and post them on the site. Keep in touch and have a wonderful dating experience.